Where are we right now with Dostent's AC paclitaxel trastuzumab?
Chow Dang and our program has completed a study. We're still following the very last patient out far enough to be able to publish definitive results, but certainly we have presented several times now very mature preliminary results. The major observation we've made there is that cardiotoxicity is extremely acceptable. In fact, we're certainly, without question, not seeing any more cardiotoxicity with that than we've seen with the non-dose dense use of these agents.
I mean, can you say you have like 70 patients?
Exactly. We very well might be seeing less cardiotoxicity by giving the dose dense therapy as we're doing than we saw before. And the reason for that is very simple. If you look at 9741 and read the paper, you'll see that dose dense AC was less cardiotoxic than Q3 week AC. And so if the chemotherapy itself is less cardiotoxic, then the additional incremental impact of trastuzumab would be less as well.
When you say it's less cardiotoxic, I mean, is that, you know, statistically significant?
It is.
Where has that been presented?
Well, in 9740, frankly, I don't know what the p-value was on that, but you can say definitively it is not more cardiotoxic, and that can be said very clearly, but it actually looks like it's less cardiotoxic. Whether it reaches statistical significance or not, I don't know, but the caveat there is we're dealing with a very small number of events. So it would take an enormous accrual of patients to be able to get even a significant result into the p-value significant range.
So I take it, like your colleague Cliff Huddis, you are positioning dose-dense AC paclitaxel trastuzumab as maybe our best choice right now?
Right now, that is our standard of care for HER2-positive adjuvant breast cancer therapy.